And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, on today's program, we're going to head back to the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. A couple conversations I had with the folks at Nutrien Ag Solutions and Nutrien Financial. We talked with Paul Bonnet from Nutrien Ag Solutions, as well as John Mammon with Nutrien Financial, about some of the different things that they have going on, different programs, and some of the conversations that they were having with producers during Commodity Classic. We'll start with our interview with Paul Bonnet from Nutrien Ag Solutions. We are here at Commodity Classic, talking now with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Paul Bonnet with Nutrien Ag Solutions joins us as we get an agronomic perspective, getting ready for the 2024 growing season. Paul, it's great to catch up with you, and hopefully you're enjoying the show so far. This is always fun to be at Commodity Classic, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, outstanding year. Outstanding to see all the growers and all the new technology.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure you're fielding a lot of questions from growers as we're getting ready for the 2024 growing season and thinking about how things have been this winter. Not as bad of a winter as we're normally used to. Precipitation's maybe been lighter. So there's a lot of questions, I think, from growers about some of the agronomic challenges they could face here as we get ready for the growing season. Talk about what you're hearing from folks and what you're reminding folks here during the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. So just before I spoke to you, I spoke to Eric Snodgrass, our chief atmospheric scientist, and he reminded me that a large portion of the Midwest has really experienced one of the warmest winters on record. The low levels of frost and very patchy areas of snowfall. So in some areas, 70% less precipitation than normal. So as we think about the planting season, it's all going to be about moisture availability.
And that's, I think about that subsoil moisture, and I've talked with Eric as well, and we kind of touched on that there's a lot of areas, I think, of specifically maybe like in Iowa, for instance, and other parts of the country where there's some deep pockets there where subsoil moisture is looking kind of suspect here as we're getting into the spring planting window.
Yeah, I think some of the analysis Eric's done is actually shown, in parts of Iowa, they've gone through multiple seasons of drought, and there's a really low level of subsoil moisture. I think thinking about planting at the right depth to access as much moisture as possible is going to be key going forward. Thinking about what's going to happen from a disease perspective may well be lighter because of that moisture, but the insect pressure may well be higher.
Well, and that's a good point you bring up too, is that I think about this last growing season, for the most part, diseases and pests, we didn't have as bad of pressures as we've been used to, so maybe it's not a time to let your guard down per se, because that could change in an instant in a new growing season, right?
Yeah, I think particularly on the soybean side of things, having a full seed treatment package, something that's going to be looking out for SDS and maybe cyst nematode suppression is going to be key. Depending on where you are in the Midwest, looking at what happens when you've got the insects hatch, and thinking about an early stage insecticide application is going to be key.
Well, I think in terms of Nutrien, you guys have all-encompassing, Nutrien Ag Solutions, for instance. So you guys have a lot of different products, but also a lot of folks who can really kind of help farmers with that management plan as they're getting ready for the growing season, don't you, Paul?
Yeah, we're the largest network of agronomists on the ground. We're national at a local level. It's a great time to connect to a crop consultant from Nutrien Ag Solutions.
Any other final thoughts, any reminders you would share with folks as we're kind of getting ready and really thinking about that 2024 growing season? I mean, I know some folks here in Texas are already putting some crop in the ground. So, I mean, what are some final thoughts you would share or reiterate with folks?
Yeah, so that planting depth is going to be key. I think the other thing with the outlook on the commodity prices as well, really leveraging some nutrient use efficiency products to really manage that commodity fertilizer application is going to be key. Soil sampling, we're a little bit late in the season now, but think about the tissue sampling and really manage the crop for success in 2024.
Fantastic. Paul Bonnet with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thanks for a little bit of time here at Commodity Classic, and appreciate the conversation. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Jesse.
Next up, we learn more about Nutrien Financial with John Mammon at Commodity Classic. Joining us, Senior Director for Nutrien Financial, John Mammon is with us. John, it's good to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about Nutrien Financial and just kind of give us first that 1,000-foot view overview of what exactly is Nutrien Financial.
Nutrien Financial is the financial services arm of Nutrien Ag Solutions. And what we find is when we connect our people to our customer and our customer to the support network of a broad company like Nutrien, we provide value at every acre, every turn row, for our customers at a unique level. And what I say by unique level is really, it all begins with the agronomics and the touch of our Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants around the country, where we bring field-driven agronomics to our customers. With that, our territory managers with Nutrien Financial are also based out in the field, and they bring field-driven economics to our customers for the products and services they purchase through Nutrien Ag Solutions that represent the opportunity to build not only an agronomic cropping plan, but an economic cropping plan that represents the best opportunities for cash flow in a crop successfully with the agronomic intent that's most fundamental to those that we serve in the ag community.
Well, I think about just how the interest rate environment is right now, and the ag economy is maybe entering one of those down cycles. We kind of have that ebb and flow, of course, but it's real important right now for growers to have a good partner to unlock some different cash flow opportunities, and really just that whole plan, as you kind of mentioned, have someone to kind of work with them, as such Nutrien Financial, to kind of make things a little bit easier, make sure they have the cash flows they need, et cetera, on their operation, isn't it, John?
Trusted advisors are at the core of that support network for our customers. And when we look at the fluctuations we've seen in interest rates over the last few years, obviously that causes a lot of anxiety to those that we serve. It's the mailbox syndrome of wondering when an operating line is going to increase because prime adjusted about 10 times over the last 2 years. And what we try to do is make financing a value and not a worry. And we've taken great care in partnering with our strategic suppliers to offer low promotional rates and then other financing terms that are comparable to operating lines, where we fix those rates for the crop year. So financing doesn't have to be an impediment, it's an opportunity to those that we serve. And with that, recognizing that there's an opportunity to revisit that plan multiple times throughout the year, no different than an agronomic plan, so that our growers have confidence in every single uncertainty that they might face and know that their financing shouldn't be one of them.
Well, John, if growers want to learn more about Nutrien Financial and want to work with you guys as their trusted financial advisor and partner, what's going to be the best way to learn more, John?
You can go to NutrienFinancial.com. You can also stop by your local Nutrien Ag Solutions branch, again, where we have our local crop consultants and our field-based territory managers that can help pair the right agronomics and economics that best serve the needs of our customers at their turn row, their farm gate, and match the goals for their operation.
That, John Mammon with Nutrien Financial. Thanks for joining us for a conversation here at Commodity Classic. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much for stopping by the booth.
Once again, John Mammon with Nutrien Financial and Paul Bonnet with Nutrien Ag Solutions from this year's Commodity Classic. This has been American Ag Today. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.